I'm here with my Aunt Melissa, and we're going to be talking about record players and how they've transformed over the years. And so my first question is, what kind of people were using record players back in your time?
My dad was a huge record fanatic. He liked to collect them. He had a really expensive player, and as I grew older, that was kind of still the main way to listen to music. So it was a huge thing between all of my friends, especially as teenagers. We started saving up our money and collecting records. It's been a part of my life, my whole life now. I mean, my dad would always play it when we were younger and bring the tradition back, especially when the family's all back together. I definitely don't use it as much, but I still love to bring it out sometimes.
Definitely. That softer sound, it's so much different than listening just to speakers that we have built into our walls nowadays. It's definitely more fun. Were there ever any like advancements made to this technology when you were younger? Like, did it ever have different versions of the record player?
Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of different companies that made them. There's so many different records and albums and fun to collect. There is also the newer portable ones, like the one you have. You can just, it's like a suitcase almost, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Just around. Two little buckles that clip it together.
It's just, it was a big part of my childhood. It was a fun thing that me and my friends would do also. I mean, you guys now just play on your phones and stuff, but we would collect records and bring them over to each other's houses and share our collections.
So there was a total social aspect of this technology.
For sure. Yeah, and some of my friends like different kinds of music, so it was always interesting to get to hear what they were liking. And well, it definitely changed itself. They made newer, nicer versions of it. Everyone started using cassettes and then Walkmans more often because it was even more mobile. Well, see, and now people just listen to them on their iPhone. I think their popularity had a huge play in it. Everyone loved listening to music, and then when you couldn't have it with you, people still wanted music, so the whole portable aspect was a huge part of it. They're definitely a lot easier to use now, and as technology develops, you know, everything changes also. I think something special about record players, though, is that they are still being made, and they can just last so long. They're durable. Well, I guess before the record player, it started with the phonograph. That started, I think, the late 1800s.
And then that's what my dad has,
yeah,
the whole,
yeah.
Okay.
That's definitely a work of art. That kind of turned into the gamophone, I'm pretty sure it's called.
Mm-hmm.
And then the record player. And I think those kind of stopped once they stopped being produced and stuff. What was it? Cassette players and CDs, compact discs came around. I have a few CDs. I still have all my records. They're both things you can collect, and you kind of pick the ones you really like, so that's something special about having a collection of those. It really says something about who you are. Well, I definitely say I have an appreciation for the advancements in technology. Having a Walkman, it's a bit clunky, can be a little bit difficult. I really like having my music on my phone.
So, do you think there's anything else that you might be able to add about the transformation in the music itself or the transformation in the records to our phones or anything along those lines?
Yeah, I think although they have evolved, I think there's something to be said about the fact that I still have my record player. My father still has his record player. They're durable. It's something you could maybe keep in the family, like something you pass down. Almost a family ritual for us. As kids to go home, we would all do some homework. You know, mom and dad would make dinner and we would all eat downstairs together. We would listen to the record player.
Well, thanks so much for this interview, Aunt Melissa. I couldn't thank you enough for your time. I definitely think we got some good insights on what you think of the record player and how it's transitioned today.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me.